Paul, the NBA Finals, you know, the extra days off now between games, 2 days off after Milwaukee got back in, you know, dominant performance by Giannis in that game. I think the day off helps Milwaukee because it just gives him more time to rest.
You think you're 100% right, Jason. The fact that with that knee, that has been surprisingly it hasn't bothered him, let me put it that way, as much as we thought it would. I mean, my gosh, back-to-back 40-point performances and a dominant performance the other night, including 13 for 17 from the foul line. The rest only helps him get stronger. And if you're Phoenix, that causes you just a little more anxiety than you had before.
Oh, when you look at Phoenix now, what are they going to have to do different? How can they slow him down?
Well, I think one of the things that's impressed me the most about Giannis, and I guess it happens with all great players, is how their game continues to grow. And this guy, I think, is special for a whole lot of reasons. His size, his athleticism, his ability to handle the ball, his footwork. My gosh, his footwork is like something I don't think I've ever really seen before in a big player. But his decision-making has gotten so much better. Plus, he understands how strong he is. Like, when you look at him, he's not only big and athletic, he's just overpowering to most players. So for what Phoenix has to do is they just got to keep running multiple players at him to try to get the ball out of his hands faster and make other players on Milwaukee take shots and live with the consequences of that. Now, if Middleton continues his play that he had the other night where he found his game again, Jason, that's going to make it really tough on Phoenix. But when you can't have a guy going 41 and 13 with a bunch of assists and 13 for 17 from the foul line, because the Hack-a-Shack strategy didn't work the other night. Now, maybe he'll go back to his percentages he was shooting before, but I think the key is get the ball out of his hands faster.
Well, and he's really improved his free throw shooting, right? And he seems to not be taking as long. So I don't know if he's just not in his head as much. But, you know, last game, he was pretty effective at the free throw line. For, like, obviously he's not Steph Curry or anything, but he was pretty good.
Yeah, 13 for 17. A lot of players will take that on any night. I guess it helps not to have 18,000 people counting every second off when you're at the free throw line, when you're already a free throw shooter who's not that confident like he had to face in Phoenix. He certainly was more comfortable in front of his own crowd. But that's an added bonus to a magnificent game at both ends of the court. I mean, he's the defensive player of the year, along with his offensive aptitude. So he's just a marvelous player. And the other night, it was all Bucks. Now they have their next game at home in front of Jurassic Park-style crowds outside and a packed house inside of people going absolutely crazy for their first championship games since 1976. So it's a welcome series in Milwaukee, that's for sure, Jason.
Paul Sir joins us. Paul, when you look at, like, Phoenix in the first two games, they seem to play their game, and, you know, even though Giannis had 40 points in game two, but to me, the one guy who I probably didn't give him enough credit was Chris Middleton. And when Giannis went out in the playoffs, he was excellent. And, you know, he's still not super flashy, but, man, he's really impressed me the last few rounds in the postseason. Where do you come out on Middleton?
I'm with you. Like, he's not flashy, but he is efficient. And I love his motor. Like, he's out there, he's working hard, no matter if he has 6 points in a game or if he has 36. He's the same player. He never gets discouraged. He never stops working hard on both ends. And he's a very skilled offensive player. So the other night in particular, he picked up the slack looking for that second scorer that Milwaukee needed. He certainly was there. He's had a great playoff series. And it looks like when Middleton's going well, that Drew Holiday gets his confidence, and he seems to be even more effective with a 20-plus point game as well. You get those three players scoring 20-plus, they're going to be awfully hard to beat, because one thing Milwaukee showed the other night is they were more effective on defense on Booker They didn't bother Chris Paul that much, but they did bother Devin Booker. Now, I expect Booker's going to adjust his game. He's too good. He's not going to have another 3-for-14 shooting night. But he definitely was bothered the other night, and Milwaukee had a good defensive strategy against him.
Paul, quickly, I want to get to the Edmonton Stingers. Of course, you're helping out doing color on some of those games. You know what? That they played last year in the bubble and were very good. What's been your impression early on of the Stingers?
So far, they're the dominant team in the league. It'll be interesting when they play against Hamilton or Niagara because those teams seem to be improving. Fraser Valley, you know, started out 4-0, but now they've dropped a couple in a row. But clearly, the Stingers are the class of the league. They have their core back from the first year in the league, including Player of the Year, Xavier Moon, Jordan Baker, the U of A, you know, outstanding U of A player. He's had a great start to the season. But they've had a variety of other players step up, and then a couple of new additions that have been nice fits into their lineup. They're a very, very good basketball team. They're going to be awfully tough to beat. It's really hard to see somebody beating them for the championship, but it's early in the season. Other teams are getting better. I don't know how the Stingers could play any better, to be quite honest, than they are right now. And they just had three games against a very weak Saskatchewan team. So they're going to face some tougher opponents. I think that'll answer some questions, but so far, so good. And for everybody who loves basketball, get over to the Expo Center, watch the Stingers, check them out, because they're a lot of fun to watch.
The style of play, Paul, for people who maybe are on the fence and want to go, what do you like about the league that's maybe different than you know, other levels of basketball you've been at?
Well, I think what you have with the CEBL is you've got that in-between league between the between university and the NBA, and even between the university and the G League, because there are a number of G League players in the league. It's a good brand of basketball, very athletic, good shooters. It's very much an international FIBA style of play. So you've got, you know, 4 10-minute quarters, not like the NBA with 4 12-minute quarters. You still have the 24-second clock. Real emphasis on shooting the three ball, but the pace is very fast, and the Stingers have the fastest player in the league in Xavier Moon. And by the way, Jason, he's always worth the price of admission, because he is just lightning quick. And then the guys get up and down the floor, so it's a dynamic brand of basketball. And I think that the Elam ending, which is foreign to most basketball fans, but with 4 minutes to go in the game, they stop the clock, and whoever scores, they add 9 points to the score of the team that's ahead. So let's say you have 80 points. Then the score is 89. First team to 89 wins the game. So you take the running clock out of it. You still have, of course, the shot clock. But it's an exciting, unique brand of basketball, and it's a lot of fun to watch. So, like I said, it's great. It's great hoops. With Jordan there, you've got some local content. And the Stingers really do love the city of Edmonton, and they play their hearts out for the fans.
Paul, always good to catch up with you, my man. Hey, hopefully we'll have more than one NBA game to talk about the next time we come in. Because these 2 days between games, I'm sorry, not a fan.
Let's get it going. Let's get these guys on the court facing off. Couldn't agree with you more.